USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Supreme Court confirmation hearings continue. Judge Amy Barrett describes her and her family's reaction to the George Floyd arrest.
Very, very personal for my family. I was there, and my 17-year-old daughter, Vivian, who's adopted from Haiti, all of this was erupting. It was very difficult for her. We wept together in my room, and then it was also difficult for my daughter, Juliet, who's 10. I had to try to explain some of this to them. I mean, my children to this point in their lives have had the benefit of growing up in a cocoon where they have not yet experienced hatred or violence. And for Vivian, you know, to understand that there would be a risk to her brother or the son she might have one day of that kind of brutality has been an ongoing conversation. It's a difficult one for us, like it is for Americans all over the country.
Confirmation hearings continue this week. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday declined to take up Congressional Democrats' lawsuit against President Trump. The complaint claimed Trump had been violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution by personally profiting off of foreign governments without congressional consent. The High Court refused to rehear the case, so a federal appellate court ruling will stand, stating that the members of Congress lacked standing to pursue their claim. As Americans wait for a safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19 on Monday, Johnson & Johnson paused the advanced clinical trial of its experimental vaccine due to an unexplained illness in one of the volunteers. Tuesday, the drug maker said it didn't know immediately whether the ill volunteer was a vaccine candidate or a placebo recipient, and that it had little information about the illness itself. Sunday, Johnson & Johnson said it informed the study's independent data safety monitoring board, and they are reviewing the illness. Mathia Mamman with J&J said, it's not unusual for unexpected illnesses to occur in large studies over their duration, and sometimes they have nothing to do with the drug candidate itself. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The WHO says that world leaders need to reconsider lockdowns to control COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
The World Health Organization says that lockdowns should only be used as a last resort to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus. In an interview with British magazine The Spectator, WHO Special Envoy on COVID-19, Dr. David Nabarro, says the economic damage that lockdowns do has a dramatic effect on poorer citizens.
This is a terrible, ghastly global catastrophe, actually. And so we really do appeal to all world leaders. Stop using lockdown as your primary control method. Develop better systems for doing it. Work together and learn from each other. But remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
Dr. Nabarro fears we could see a doubling in world poverty levels because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
After decades of restrictive drug policies, Mexico is poised to become the biggest legal cannabis market on the planet. Mexico's Senate, where for the last 9 months activists have maintained a fragrant cannabis garden, each day hundreds of people walk by the towering green plants, freely lighting joints and getting high. Their smoke is meant to serve as a reminder to senators who have to walk through the smoke to get to work. Lawmakers have until December 15th to pass pot legislation. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryor.